Rave Radio. Hello, everyone. It is Monday, July 6th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. Of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. There's an article on our website today that I think you definitely need to check out called Five Tips for Doing Military AV Work. Selling to the military requires some special skills and some special details regarding the kind of equipment that is allowed and not allowed, and also stuff like details about encryption and how to deal with military clients. And this article does a great job explaining this process, and it's actually written by somebody who knows it probably better than anybody else in our industry, Mark Coxon. So I want you to go to the website right now at ravepubs.com and check it out and tell us what you think. This is a really good piece that breaks down sort of a step-by-step on how to sell to the military. And in fact, it includes five specific steps that you can use that I think they're things that everyone wonders the difference, because selling a meeting room system is very different than selling to the military. And of course, as you know, the military buys billions of dollars worth of AV equipment every year, and it's probably one of the largest, if not the largest, single buyer of AV equipment every year. And this doesn't just apply to the U.S. military, it applies to militaries all around the world. So give it a read. It's at ravepubs.com right now under the blog squad section. Five tips for doing military AV work, and congratulations to Mark Coxon, our blogger who put it together. It's a great article. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.